said Mrs. Goggle. Nanny's wrinkled forehead wrinkled still further. "Ain't that all messing with dolls and dead people and stuff?" she said. "Ain't witchcraft all running around with no clothes on and sticking pins in people?" said Mrs. Goggle, levelly. "Ah," said Nanny, "I sees what you mean." She shifted uneasily. She was a fundamentally honest woman. "I got to admit, though," she added, "sometimes, maybe just one pin." Mrs. Goggle nodded gravely. "Okay, sometimes maybe just one zombie," she said. "But only when there ain't no alternative. Sure, when there ain't no alternative. When, you know, people ain't showing respect, like. When the house needs painting." Nanny grinned toothily. Mrs. Goggle grinned, outnumbering her in teeth by a factor of 30. "My full name's Githa Ogg," she said. "People calls me Nanny." "My full name's Erzuli Goggle," said Mrs. Goggle. "People call me Mrs. Goggle." "The way I saw it," said Nanny, "this is foreign parts, so maybe there's a different kind of magic. Stands to reason. The trees is different, the people is different, the drinks is different, and has got banana in them. So the magic will be different too. Then I thought, Githa, my girl, you're never too old to learn." "Sure thing. There's something wrong with this city. Felt it as soon as we set foot here." Mrs. Goggle nodded. There was no sound for a while but the occasional puffing of a pipe. Then there was a clink from outside, followed by a thoughtful pause. A voice said, "Githa Ogg, I know you're in there." The outline of Mrs. Goggle took its pipe out of its mouth. "That's good," she said. "Good sense of taste there." The tent flap opened. "Hello, Esme," said Nanny Ogg. "Blessings be on this, tent," said Granny Weatherwax, peering into the gloom. "This is Mrs. Goggle," said Nanny. "She's by way of being a voodoo lady. That's what witches are in these parts." "They ain't the only witches in these parts," said Granny. "Mrs. Goggle was very impressed at you detecting me in here," said Nanny. "It wasn't hard," said Granny. "Once I'd spotted that Grebo washing himself outside, the rest was all deduction." In the gloom of the tent, Nanny had formed a mental picture of Mrs. Goggle as being old. What she hadn't expected, when the voodoo lady stepped out into the open air, was a handsome, middle-aged woman taller than Granny. Mrs. Goggle wore heavy gold earrings, a white blouse, and a full red skirt with flounces. Nanny could feel Granny Weatherwax's disapproval. What they said about women with red skirts was even worse than whatever they said about women with red shoes, whatever that was. Mrs. Goggle stopped and raised an arm. There was a flurry of wings. Grebo, who had been rubbing obsequiously against Nanny's leg, looked up and hissed. The largest and blackest cockerel Nanny had ever seen had settled on Mrs. Goggle's shoulder. It turned on her the most intelligent stare she had ever seen on a bird. "My word," she said, taken aback. "That's the biggest cock I've ever seen, and I've seen a few in my time." Mrs. Goggle raised one disapproving eyebrow.
"She never had no proper upbringing," said Granny.
"What with living next to a chicken farm and all is what I was going to say next," said Nanny.
"This is Legbar, a dark and dangerous spirit," said Mrs. Goggle. She leaned closer and spoke out of the corner of her mouth. "Between you and me, he's just a big black cockerel, but you know how it is."
"It pays to advertise," Nanny agreed. "This is Grebo. Between you and me, he's a fiend from hell."
"Well, he's a cat," said Mrs. Goggle, generously. "It's only to be expected."
Dear Jason and everyone, isn't it amazing the things what happen when you don't expect it? For example, we met Mrs. Goggle, who works as a cook by day but is a voodoo witch. You mustn't believe all the stuff about black magic, etc. This is a blind. She's just like us, only different. It's true about the zombies, though, but it's not what you think."
Genua was a strange city, Nanny decided. You got off the main streets, walked along a side road, went through a little gate, and suddenly there were trees everywhere with moss and them llamas hanging from them, and the ground began to wobble underfoot and become swamp. On either side of the track there were dark pools in which, here and there among the lilies, were the kind of logs the witches had never seen before.
"Them's bloody big newts," she said.
"They're alligators."
"By gods, they must get good grub."
"Yeah."
Mrs. Goggle's house itself looked a simple affair of driftwood from the river, roofed with moss and built out over the swamp itself on four